Alan, great game, but how did Darlow only get a point out of that?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people asking themselves that question, where, I mean, from disappointing let the first goal, because it's everything that we warned the lads that they would try. They would try and get us, our centre-halves and whoever, under the ball for Maguire to spin, for someone to spin in the space behind that they leave, you know, and we've talked and talked and talked and talked and talked about it. Yet we get caught napping with something that we've literally talked non-stop about for the last few weeks, because Spenny were very similar and the lad up front for Brackley was kind of similar. You know, you didn't want to get too tight to him or get sucked under the ball. So that's frustrating, because we, you know, we tend to, we like you say, we're the architects of our own demise. You know, we're not getting opened up or outplayed by teams. We're literally switching off and not thinking about certain scenarios that have been discussed, that we've been through, that we've planned for, and that's frustrating. But let's say once we've got that goal to a man, the 11 that played the majority of the game were outstanding, and I think anyone who watched that game will agree with me that we should have won comfortably, 3-4-5 maybe, 5-1, against the team that won 8-1 the other day, you know. So that, I think that sort of indicates where we are as a team and what we are capable of going forward. We, like we did at Brackley, we took them apart for 25 minutes, got the game out of sight. Today should have been the same.
Some great chances, weren't there? Some good goalkeeping by Peter Jameson, denied by the woodwork, but other chances going just past the post. It was a frustrating night in some ways, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, when we made Pete work, he did well, to be fair. But I think there was a couple of chances when we've gone through where I think there were pretty tame finishes. We made it easy for him, you know, not too far away from him, down to his right, you know. It's what he's gambling, it's where he's expecting it to go. There's a couple of opportunities where we've just missed the target completely. I think we've turned down the shot a couple of times when we could have had a pop. Maybe he's trying to overplay slightly. We've got him behind them so many times in the final ball, the delivery, the little pullback, the little cross, whatever it is, was poor. We've hit the bar, we've hit the post, we've had the ball in the back of the net three times. I think for me, we'll have to have a look at it. There seems to be quite a disagreement between the fans that were in line with their first goal and the linesman, where I've got fans saying to me that their lad was three yards offside, to the linesman telling me he's 5 yards onside. You know, I mean, it's one of them. It's like 8 yards is a big difference, you know. So it'd be interesting to see that. Stichy's, when he rebounded off a Henshaw's shot, you know, is he offside? For me, he looked as if from what I could see that he was probably behind the ball when it was first kicked. But we'll see. Like saying, we've hit the post, we've hit the bar, we've done so much and not scored, it's frightening, but you get days like that.
Lots of positives, though, taken to Saturday's game at Kidderminster, isn't there?
Well, I mean, the positive is we've played Spennymoor away, Brackley away and Blyth at home, all three teams that were playoff candidates and the three of the strongest teams last season, for the majority of the last season, and we're disappointed not to have 9 points from it. That's a positive. We're creating so many chances in every game. That's a positive. We've scored in every game. We look like scoring in every game. That's a positive. The only downside is it, I think I mentioned it at half time, I think the one thing that we can improve on and we need to improve on is the management of the game, which is the boring part of it, the bit that I enjoy. It's like managing people. You can make your life and your day on the football pitch so much easier and do so much less running, if that's the right way to term it. You know, you can save yourself so much running by managing other people, by talking to people around you, by organising, by preventing things before they happen rather than having to react and deal with them. If we can do that, if we can put that side of the game into practice and improve it, then we'll dominate teams and we'll win more than we lose, and I say, like, we won that game today if there's a bit more thought and a bit more management about our game. That's what we're lacking.
Saturday Kidderminster, now they've had a free midweek because of the away game at Chester getting called off because of the flood damage. Obviously, Darlow played a game, so are they going to be at a slight advantage? Will they be a little bit fitter, maybe, or maybe not, because we played tonight and, you know, we're probably in the rhythm, got the adrenaline running?
Well, it's just one of them. When I was a player, you just wanted to play games. And if you had two games a week, you loved it. You'd rather that than train. You know, you'd play on a Saturday, play on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, and you'd have a light sessions in between that. And that's what you wanted. I'd do that all season if I could. So you can look at it different ways. You can say that, you know, they've had a bit of rest. But at the end of the day, they've probably trained. I don't know if they're full-time, kiddie. Mm-hmm. They'll have trained four times this week. So we've had one game. They've trained four times. Mm-hmm. We haven't had a chance to train. So our lads should be fresher, really. Yeah. And we've played well, and the confidence is up, and the lads are doing well, and there's a good vibe around the place, and you just want to play games. And I don't, to be honest, and it's only the fifth game of the season, so if our lads are tired after four games, then we've got a problem. So I wouldn't even think about whether our lads are going to be tired and their lads are going to be fresher. It's too early in the season. We've only played four games. Playing football is what it's all about, and like I say, they've probably trained four times. They'll have had two tough sessions and a couple of light sessions before we get out on Saturday. So it's even Stevens. It's, at the end of the day, it's like me and Tommy said, if we turn up and we're on it, then we'll match anyone in this league and probably beat them. If we're slightly off that, then it's going to be a tough afternoon where the management of the game will get you through it and we'll grind you out a point. But if we're on it, we'll beat teams.